Section 3J, Human-Predator Conflict. A common source of conflict with animals are with farmers and predators. Predators have long been prosecuted due to fear they will kill and eat livestock. This was the case for the Tasmanian tiger, also known as the thylacine, who were thought to be responsible for sheep deaths. In the 1800s, bounties were offered to anyone who brought a dead Tasmanian tiger. For adult Tasmanian tigers, people were offered up to the equivalent of £100 in today's money per animal. Another example of this form of conflict are the gray wolves from Yellowstone in the United States of America. The native gray wolves were eradicated in the 1920s, however, the loss of the wolves caused the population of elk to increase quickly, causing overgrazing and killing off young brush and trees. By the 1930s, there were growing concerns about the rate at which Yellowstone was degrading and worries that more plant species would decline and result in more soil erosion. The loss of tree species also caused the songbird populations to crash, as well as beavers who had lost their food source and weren't able to create dams, which in turn made streams erode, making them deeper rather than wider, which prevented plants, mainly willows, from establishing. In 1996, a program was established to reintroduce wolves back in Yellowstone. This proposal was met with concern from farmers who kept livestock along the boundaries of Yellowstone, who feared the wolves would prey on their livestock. After several decades, starting in the 1960s, a wolf compensation fund was to be put in place to pay the market value of any livestock lost. This fund was established by defenders of wildlife who used donations to fund the scheme. Since the reintroduction in 1996, there have been cases of wolf packs predating on livestock. Most cases equate to a small amount of the wolf's natural diet, and many packs ignore the livestock. However, some packs persistently prey on livestock. The compensation fund has allocated $1,400,000 to farmers and private landowners who can prove loss of livestock due to wolves. In most countries, a compensation scheme is not possible, due to limited funds. A charity called N/ANQSE Carnivore Conservation Research Project in Namibia, Africa, works to stop farmers shooting these animals. Their focus is reducing farmer and cheetah conflict, as well as with leopards and hyenas. They have two aims: first, to solve and reduce conflict through researching behaviors, habitat use and population studies. They also work with farmers to try and improve prevention methods by looking at protective measures and include effective fencing, guardian animals, bioboundary repellents and herders. Their second method is tracking and relocation of problem animals. If all other methods haven't worked, the animal is trapped and fitted with a GPS tracker, which allows the charity to monitor the animal movements, allowing them to inform the farmer so they can move their livestock. For a few animals, the final step is complete relocation to a new area that can support them and is distant from livestock farms. They are then intensely monitored. To date, they have responded to 698 human carnivore conflict calls from landowners and collared 84 carnivores. The project impact area has increased from 8% of Namibian commercial farmland in 2008. to 60% in 2016. The number of requests for support is also growing 15-20% per year. Farmers are now more likely to contact this charity rather than shoot the animal, and has changed people's attitude towards the native predators.